was one of the best showers I've ever had. Now, where did I leave this towel? Oh, there it is. Oh my god. You scared the crap out of me. Why are you home? I mean, sorry. When did you get home? I thought you were spending the night at your friend's. Weren't you guys supposed to watch that football game together? Oh. Something came up and your friend couldn't make it. I see. You left me a message? I didn't see it. I was too busy showering, if you couldn't tell. And humming and singing. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I'm so embarrassed. Yeah. Yeah, you know how long my showers take. An eternity. This is awkward. If I knew you were gonna be home, I wouldn't be standing here with a towel on my body. Thank God I even wore a towel. I know. Can you imagine the awkwardness? Well, at least this is one way to break the uncomfortable new roomie's awkwardness. Well, I need to squeeze by you to get to my room. Or are you just gonna stand there and stare all night? Thanks. I'll be out soon. Ooh, what's the smell? You made popcorn? What's the occasion? Football? You want me to watch sports with you? I literally don't know a single thing about football. Well, okay. If it means I get popcorn, then I'm down. Yeah. Don't look at my shirt. I'm still waiting for the movers to bring the rest of my stuff. Most of my pajamas are a little showy. Not exactly something I can wear around someone else that I'm living with. This oversized sleeping shirt is all I have for now. Don't laugh at me. It's comfortable. By the way, I'm sorry if that was a little awkward for you. I doubt that you were expecting to come home and see me walking around half naked. You didn't mind. Well, that's good to hear, at least. I was so worried that the rest of the night was going to be awkward silence. Still, though, it must be a little weird for you. Adjusting to sharing your apartment with someone new? Oh, I'm not your first roommate. I should have known that. I'm your first girl roommate? Oh, okay. That's something, at least. It's definitely a lot different, isn't it? Cleaner? Well, I'm glad that you appreciate my OCD. I'm kind of an organizational freak. Yeah, I need things to be in a certain place, and I hate seeing a mess. I can never. I just like to keep things clean and tidy. It's not a bad thing, isn't it? It means I can keep this place looking spotless every single day. Exactly. So, do you watch a lot of sports? I'll stop talking now if you want to focus on watching the game. You don't mind? Well, if you also don't mind me asking, I was sort of wondering, well, I've been wondering for a while if you have a girlfriend. I mean, I can only imagine that she would be a little iffy about this whole situation. You living with another girl? You don't? No, that was not my way of asking if you're single, so I slide in. I'm your roommate. God, you're awfully confident, aren't you? Mm-hmm. You don't? Okay. Yeah, I mean, I kinda thought so. You think I have a nice body? Do you mean that? I know. I know, trust me. I'm always wearing baggy stuff. You wouldn't exactly know how my figure looks like until you see me wearing only a towel. God, that was so embarrassing. It was... I'm not used to showing a lot of skin, you know. I don't wear a lot of tight clothes. Why don't I? I think I should. Thank you. That's really nice to hear. But in all honesty, I've always been a little insecure about my body. It's not that I hate it or anything. It's just something I developed in high school. I've always had thicker thighs and a smaller waist. To some people, that might look like the dream body, but to me, it wasn't. I used to wear the baggiest clothes in school to hide my body. And whenever I changed into something tighter for gym class, boys would make the silliest comments. You know, that stuff, it stuck out to me. It made me want to cover up. And even after graduation and moving on, I still have that habit of wearing baggy clothes that hide my body. Just kind of, I hide in them. But it means a lot hearing you compliment me. You think I should be showing it off? You're too sweet. Maybe one day. But I don't think that day's gonna be now. Sorry, I don't know why I just dumped my entire life story onto you. You really don't mind? Thank you for not making me feel uncomfortable. I mean, you were so respectful about the whole thing. You looked away as soon as you noticed how shy I got. Honestly, I'm a little surprised that you don't have a girlfriend. Well, yeah, we all have skeletons in our closet. But I feel like you definitely don't have that many. I probably have more than you. I'm gonna have to find out. Well, good thing we're roommates now. There's a lot that we're gonna discover about each other. Our deepest secrets and our most embarrassing stories. Hopefully we can make some memories together as well. I know, I'm excited. You're my first ever roommate. I've never done this kind of thing before. The only people I shared a house with were my parents and my older brother, but he moved out eventually. I definitely plan on saving up and buying my own place eventually, but I think this is gonna work for now. You think so too? Well, I'm glad. Hopefully you don't get sick of me. And I promise, what happened earlier won't happen again. What do you mean you wouldn't complain? Look at you, little flirt. Well, anyways, what's so important about this football game? You just couldn't miss it. Oh, really? I'm gonna pretend that I know about that and those teams. Yep, totally not clueless whatsoever. What do you mean you're gonna make me a sports girl? Are we gonna attend football games together now? We're gonna wear matching jerseys. No way. I'm a girly girl by heart. Fine, I'll think about it. If that means I get the best new roommate award, then I guess we can do it. Deal. Oh, do I have a boyfriend? Do you think I do? No, I don't. Is it obvious? Good. I don't want it to be. I have the world's worst dating history ever. You don't even want to hear about it. You do too? Well, I'm relieved that I'm not alone. I definitely wouldn't be here living with you if I had a boyfriend. But I'm far from being taken. I enjoy my own happiness a little too much. You're right. Being with someone shouldn't make me unhappy, but I guess I haven't found that someone yet. So for now, I'm stuck with you. I'm just joking. You're great. For the most part. You literally made me my own bucket of popcorn. What more could I ask for? You know what I think you should do tomorrow? Walk out with nothing but a towel on too. That way we even out the score. Why not? No, that way things will never get awkward between us again. We broke the barrier. I'm just trying to see you shirtless. What? I'm most definitely not. I just want you to experience the level of embarrassment I went through. You don't think I should be embarrassed? If you say so. You want me to do it again? Hell no. No, that's not happening. It happened one time. That's it. I'm not blushing. Relax. It's just really warm in here. We should probably fix the heating settings or something. I'm not blushing. God, you're the worst. Can you just focus on your little game? What team are we rooting for anyways? Well, of course, the team you root for is the team I root for. It's not like I know anything about this stuff. I am the best, aren't I? No, I'm not working tomorrow. I have the weekend off. Do you want to do something together? We haven't really hung out at all since I moved in. Yeah, we can do something. Whatever you want. It's not like anyone's taking me out on a date. Not that this is a date or anything, but I guess it's a little roomy hangout. Maybe we can get board games, and we can play board games together. I'll invite my friends, you invite your friends, and it'll be a party. Not really a party, but you get what I'm saying. We already agreed, no parties. We gotta keep this place squeaky clean. I'm not. I just pay attention to little things. That's all. Eventually, you're gonna learn from me. And you're gonna be an exact copy of me. Trust me. I'm warning you ahead of time. You're not ready. No, you definitely won't be as clumsy. I'm pretending like I'm not hurt by that, but deep down, that stings. How dare you? I told you, it was a one-time thing and it is not happening again. From now on, I'm taking my phone inside with me and I'm checking messages even as I'm showering. Yes, I can get one of those waterproof cases. Perfect. I'm just joking. It's really not that big of a deal. I mean, the towel covers almost everything. Plus, you can handle yourself, right? That's what I thought. Well, we should probably finish watching the rest of this game. And then maybe we can watch a movie after. Sounds good.